Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Law Talk Radio. I was having such technical difficulties. Oh my God, I can't. I hate when that happens.
I am unwritten.
I'm getting my studio together. I'm so excited to talk to you all. Welcome to Writing Warrior Radio. Today is a special episode. I have the fabulous Kiana, who is president of Don't Read Me, Read a Book, Book Club. I always want to say bitch after that. Let me tell you the book club's mission statement. DRMRAB is here to promote literacy in the African-American community and to support authors in a positive and judgment-free environment. Their motto, leave all negativity behind and don't read me, read a book. Kiana Drennan was born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. She is the mother of six child, and y'all need to see her, y'all need to look up, because it don't look like six babies came out that body. But it did. Grandmother of one and an avid reader and reviewer, Kiana holds a business degree from Ohio Christian University. Her reading journey began when she was in the fourth grade and discovered Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, my favorite book ever, by Mildred D. Teller. It is her all-time favorite book, and she reads it at least once a year. Kiana collects paperback books and very proud to say that she owns close to 1,000. Her favorite author's quote is from Mark Twain, an open mind leaves a chance for someone to drop a worthwhile thought in it. Kiana's favorite author is Jackie Collins. A quote from Kiana, I try not to limit myself to what I read, including maps. When she is not reading, you can find Kiana traveling from city to city to the many different book events all over the country. In 2013, she broke away from one book club and, along with the help of others, formed another called Don't Read Me, Read a Book, The Reading Room, in 2014. Ms. Drennan, persuaded by author Fabiola Joseph to revamp DRMRAB, and was the best advice that she would receive. Don't Read Me, Read a Book has now not only a Facebook club, but an in-person club in 11 cities. Kiana's goal is for Don't Read Me, Read a Book to go international. I love her, and it is time to let her on the line. Kiana!
Hey, Julia.
Can you hear me, boo?
How are you? Yes, I can.
I am so good. You should have seen me freaking out when it blows up, would not let me on the switchboard, or wouldn't let me do any of this stuff because I was so excited. How are you today? I'm going to calm it down.
I'm doing great. And I ain't mind because that's one of my songs. I love that. I love that song.
It is my favorite song ever.
You had me over here singing.
Now, you said in your group, you had made a post about the interview today, and you said that you were nervous because the rabbit got the gun. Are you still nervous? Because you know it's me, and
yes,
I adore you.
Yes, I am. I'm nervous. It's like I'm sitting here shaking.
You really need to stop.
It's kind of different. It's kind of different when someone's interviewing you and you're used to doing the interviewing. So this is the first time that I've been interviewed live. I did it on paper, but not live. So I'm really nervous.
I'm so excited. Well, Well, first, all right, let's get into the goods of what everybody wants to know. I'm so proud of you, and I know you're getting sick of me saying that to you every other minute, but I just am. I love when women create their own lane, and what you're doing with this book club is simply phenomenal. I came home from work last night, and I saw the pictures of Keith Kareem Williams when he met with New York's chapter. Oh, my God, I'm so in love with this book club. You just don't understand. You just don't understand. So tell me, you know, I read it in the bio how it got started, but I want to know when Fabiola told you to revamp the book club, what was that like, and was it an easy transition for you to do what you were doing now? Tell me, give me the scoop, girl. Let me know.
Okay, let's see. My first real adventure in the book club was with Sisters on Into Reading and Reviewing. I became an admin in there. I was asked to be an admin in there. Eventually, that fizzled. We all, you know, we broke apart, and I said, okay, I'm going to start my own book club. And I was riding in the car with my cousin Richard. Shout out to Richard, because he's the one that gave me the name for the club. I was riding in the car with my cousin Richard, and he was trying to read me. I mean, he was trying to read me like it was nothing. And so I turned around to him. I had a book in my hand. I turned around to him. I said, you know what? Don't read me. Read a book, bitch. That's exactly what I said. And then it clicked. I said, that's the name of my book club. But I knew I couldn't put bitch on the end. Excuse my language if I ain't supposed to say bitch. But I knew I couldn't put bitch on the end. I knew I couldn't put bitch on in it to, you know, for everybody to take it seriously. So I asked Tyresha and Jocelyn. They came from Sir Whitney to ask them, come on, let's start this other group. And they did. But what happened was I just didn't put anything into it, and it just became a wall of promotion.
Okay.
So Fabiola kept asking me. This was in 2013. It happened at the end of 2013. So all of 14, it was just promotions. It became all promotions. I couldn't get the promotions under control. So as the year started ending towards 2014, Fabiola says, what are you going to do about your group? I said, I don't know. It's uncontrollable, blah, blah. But she said, no, you can get it together. Get it together, Kiana. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. So I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. January the 1st of 2015, I'm going to make that a new start. And we're going to revamp it. I'm going to close the wall down, and I'm going to get it together. Well, it happened. It worked. And then I went to D.C. for the Sisters on Lit Festival in 2015, and I was sitting there with the girls that I drove from Columbus with, and I said, which was Nisi and Jocelyn, I said, we're going to start an in-person chapter of Don't Read Me, Read a Book. Are you down? They said, sure. I said, I'm going to also contact Tara. Tara Miller. Tara Miller is my vice president. Shout out to Tara. I said, we're going to start an in-person club. And then I'm talking to Fabiola. I said, I think I want chapters in different cities. Or she might have said it to herself, like you should have chapters in different cities. I said, cool. We didn't have any chapters from June of last year when we had our first meeting until January this year. But beginning January 2016, it just exploded. And the other 10 chapters have been built from January to now.
It's an amazing move. I love when you're promoting the group and you hashtag it. It's not just a book club, it's a movement, because that's what it is. And it's so, on the outside looking in, so beautiful to see this thing coming together and just to see all the ladies. How do you... Me, one, I have never really had luck finding enterprising ladies to do joint ventures with. It always, you know what I'm saying, went south. It could be me. You know, more than likely it's me. I am a bitch and a taskmaster. But how do you deal with the different personalities and I mean, when I sat down with you ladies, it was clear that y'all grown folk. You know what I'm saying? But it's such a how do you communicate with the chapters of the different cities? Do y'all have meetings? Like, how do y'all organize it? It's such a monster now.
It is. I have a separate chat with each chapter, so I'm going from chat to chat, you know, going over stuff for each chapter. Last week I did my first pop-up on a chapter because that's my goal. I do want to go visit every chapter at least once a year. Last week I had the opportunity to go to, well, a couple weeks ago when you were here, that next day, mm-hmm. I went to Detroit and popped up on them and got to pop up on them to make, you know, to see how things was going there as well. But the different personalities, if I see a problem coming, what I really like to do is nip it in the bud. We need to get together and get it out the way so that it doesn't grow any further. But I do have this rule, though. If it comes to push to shove, I would rather get rid of one person than for everybody to leave before this one person. I know that sounds kind of mean, but I would rather for the one person to leave if it ever got to that point than for two or three people to leave because of that one person. But it's not that bad. And as far as the relationship, like the girls I started with, Ty is like my sister. She lives in California, and she will be doing the California chapter soon. And Jocelyn's grandmother was my school librarian. So I kind of hold a little special bond with her. I knew her grandma before I knew her. Her grandma was my elementary school librarian. She's the one that put Roll of Thunder in my hand.
Okay.
I knew her grandma before her. So her grandma is the one that really got me into reading. So me and Jocelyn, we do have a special bond because of that. So, but, you know, we pretty much get along, and all of us just like to share our love of reading.
I'm trying to visit all the chapters. I couldn't visit, I think, two of the chapters. I think Atlanta is double booked for the year, and I think NYC chapter is booked for the year. I couldn't visit them this year, so I'll probably get around to them next year. But that's just a testament of how popular, you know, your book club is and how well y'all treat authors. Like, you got authors clamoring hand over fist to come meet you ladies because we'll never get treated that way. We are some backdoor celebrities, some back of the bus. Go eat your little cereal and sit down somewhere and let the real stars come through. But y'all really, really do show such amazing love. And I'm sorry to be so fangirl for you and stuff, but I'm just so amazed. So all just like the Facebook group, I'm always iffy about Facebook groups. Either they're the advertisement wall, which I don't have any problem with that because I love to get the notifications of the new books and stuff to check out and see what my peers are doing, or, you know, they become these mean girl clique crew, you know, and I don't have time for that because I left high school so many years ago, I can't even remember it, but I'm not going to spend my time with that. But your group, your Facebook group, always popping, and always something, there's always games going on in there, new topics, y'all do community awareness and illnesses and everything, and I'm like, what gives you the idea, how does it stay so live all the time? Because I got several pages, and, you know, I got pages I don't even touch for months, like, oh, maybe I need to put a link or something in there in group, but Don't Read Me, Read a Book is always live. How do you do that?
The admins, of course, Lanika, Tanya, Tyresha, Jocelyn, Fabiola, and Kia, the admins. They actually help out a lot to keep the group popping. And as far as the community awareness and all of that, that's something that I wanted to do. I didn't want it to just focus on books. I thought that we could help other people too. Like, you know, we did the Flint water drive. Shout out to Hoodlum because we collected money for the water, and they took it and drove it to Flint from Detroit. And, you know, and it's not just us, it's the authors too. The authors that did the Christmas giveaway thing. The authors donated like 278 paperback books to give out to the members. It's like a family to me, Julia. It's like a family. We pray together, we laugh together.
That's what I feel too. And sometimes I have to turn the notifications are off for the group because I want to play in there all day instead of writing or running my businesses and stuff like that. I'm like, you can't sit on Facebook and be in this group all day. But that's just how live, you know, it is. And shout out to your admins. Y'all are doing a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Where do you see the book club going? Like, what is your goals for it?
Well, I do want to have one in at least 50 cities and 50 states. I would love to have one in each city. I want it to go international. The other thing is I want to be able for everybody to meet all together once a year, which will happen next year when we have our first annual Don't Read Me, Read a Book retreat in Vegas.
I'm so excited.
I really want us to be on TV too. To tell you the truth, I want to make my book club to be on TV. And like I just said the other day, I knew I had started writing a book one time, and I still have it, what I've written. But I knew that wasn't where I kind of realized that's not where my heart is. I didn't want to write books. I don't want to bring festival. I want to do book clubs. That's my lane.
You're doing the hell out of it. It is your lane. And one of my favorite quotes, what guides me with all the stuff all over the place with the businesses that I have. You know, I have a real estate company. We have a multimedia company. And one of my favorite quotes is from T.D. Jakes, and it says that if it's God's vision for you, he will provide provision. And that's how you know when something is meant for you, because all the obstacles just suddenly fall out the way. You know what I'm saying? It becomes easy. Everybody who's looking at Don't Read Me, Read a Book right now are just amazed at how it's coming together, and it's coming together so quickly, but that's all God. That's all, like, this is your lane, this is where you're supposed to be, and kudos for you for finding out, so I'm going to do this for you. That's all, I believe that wholeheartedly, and when I'm coming up with something, because I have bright ideas every other minute I'll be going like, oh, we should start as this company, and my boyfriend be like, go ahead, babe, get started, I'll do some research, because it's just, you know, he knows me by now. But when the obstacles come, and they're not, because you're going to have obstacles in everything that you do, but they're not, you don't see a way for that. It's like so hard, and I meet with so much resistance. I have learned to stop and say, well, this is not of God. This is not where he wants me to be, because it should not be, you know what I'm saying, this difficult. Following your dreams is always difficult, in my opinion, but God will help. He will give you the provisions to get over it if it's for you. And that's what I think about when I think of your book club. It's just so beautiful. Like, I'm so excited for you and everything that I see in your future, you know. And I'd be low-key stalking you, too. I'd be like, what is she doing? I think it's my favorite thing about Facebook and social media. You can just be lurking. You don't have to. Sometimes I accidentally hit like, and oh my God, they're coming out. Why am I eight weeks back in their timeline? I don't want everybody to, you know, I don't mind if people know I'm a stalker. I just don't want them to know everybody that I be stalking, but they can know that I stalk you in the book club. I be like, oh, look at her shoes. Babe, look at her shoes. His favorite answer, that's going to break your ankles. But your shoe game is just amazing. I don't know if anybody congratulates you or you get the kudos that you deserve for your shoe game. But, all right, let's talk about all that. I want to talk about your nomination. You're going to the AAMBC Book Club Awards, Literary Awards. Feel free to help a sister out when I'm struggling. You're going there. You were nominated. Where's your nomination? How does that feel? Just tell me about that.
We're nominated for Best Book Club. I'm actually really excited. I am really, really excited. But, you know, at the same time, if we don't win, I also know that we are the best. DMRD, our MRD is dope. We are the best. But I hope we win. I was honored because I went last year. I did attend awards last year, and it was fabulous. So it feels even greater to be nominated. It's going to feel totally different.
I can't wait to see you down there. I just ordered my dress. I had to have the people on Facebook. I'm not as fashion forward as you, so I had to have social media help pick out my outfit. But I'm so excited. I'm going to be rooting for you. I showed the video to the award ceremony last year, and it was just so amazing. Kudos to Tamika. To Tamika for doing this for us, because we really, really do need it. And congratulations to you and your nominee. I know you're going to win, because who better than you? I'm about to make a whole bunch of people pissed off at me. But what the club out there is doing it on Don't Read Me, Read a Book level? Now, if y'all listening and y'all a part of a book club and y'all mad that I just said that, step your motherfucking game up. Don't get mad. Get even. Get even. Because this book club is destroying the competition.
Thank you.
It's getting so that when you think of a book club, you think of Don't Read Me, Read a Book. And there's other book clubs out there existing, and I'm not really throwing shade, but who deserves it more?
Thank you. We're so happy that you enjoyed everything that we did for you when you came, too. We're so happy that you.
I cried real ugly tears in that hotel room. I had to get myself together before I made my little video that you posted up in the. I had to wash my face and everything because I was in there crying like Miss Seeley when I saw my wine and my cheese in my room. It was. And it was a beautiful hotel. I just got right before the show, I was messaging the Greenville chairman for the Greenville, South Carolina chapter of the RM. I so mess up your initial. I just got to say, don't read me, read a book. Because I'll be out there August 13th, and I'll be in the upstate New York chapter in July. And I'm just so... I cannot wait for. I want to get to all the chapters. I'm just going to be stalking them. Like, listen, I know you feel that, but I don't know why we can't go have tea or coffee or something. You know, I would never crash another author's thing, but you know, I think I'm a member for real, and I'm. I
you got
be
your
able
T-shirt to
it.
Prove it.
I got
you got your T-shirt to prove it.
So. Are y'all going to Harlem Book Fair this year?
No, I'm not doing Harlem Book Fair this year. I said I wasn't going to do Harlem Book Fair anymore. I haven't really been impressed with it the last few years. I think they need to revamp it, in my opinion, and bring it like more up to date. So no, we're not doing Harlem Book Fair this year. We're going to do another festival, and we're voting on that this year. If I do come to Harlem, I will fly in one day just so I can see my NYC chapter, because I would love to, you know, just to come and kick it with them for the day.
That's so understandable. I'm instead of the HBF, I'm going to go to Keisha Green's wedding. So I think it needs to be revamped too. I think. They need to really put a pulse on the mood
yes.
and the temperature of the industry and start catering a little differently than what
yes,
they've been doing.
Because I started going in 2010, and I have watched it, like, you know, decline each year. Like, okay, I'm kind of over that. But we definitely will be at Fall 2017. DMRB will be back. Next year, Expo 2017, that's our staple festival. It will
y'all
be back with that
festival, by the way. They came mob deep to Seoul. I loved all the pictures and all the different color chapter, DRMRAB. Did I do that right?
Yeah, you did it right.
different color t-shirts and just to see my peers, you know, just fawning over your group and to feel the love and know it's real and it's not clicky, you know, it's genuine, and I just appreciate that so much. I'm trying to figure out how to extend the show because you're the call lines, Kiana. I have never had this many callers on the line before.
Go ahead and take a call. Go ahead and take a call.
Okay. All right, I'm going to take a call. Let's see. You have 706 area code. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Lala.
Hi, Lala.
Hi.
That's the Green Bill Chapter Chairman. Yes.
Yes, it's me. I just wanted you to know I'm supporting you 100% and that I've been listening
Thank
in the whole
you.
Time. I'm just excited.
Thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to meet you. Next month.
It's coming.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. Continue to listen. I'm going to take another caller.
Awesome.
If I could do this, I think I could do it. I'm not sure. I need a co-host that knows how to do shit, Kiana. I'm not sure. Oh, I did it. Okay. 313, you're on the phone with Kiana and Rushing Warrior Radio. Hello?
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 Can you hear me? Yes.
This is Tasha, Detroit Chapter.
Hi, Tasha.
Thank you. Hey, Julia.
Hey.
But I won't like y'all can see me. Oh, well, I already did by saying sort of how I appreciate her just giving us this opportunity. I'm the chairperson for Detroit Chapter. I got to say that. And I'm just excited to see where we go as far as a whole chapter and as a whole unit.
Well, thank you. I appreciate all that you do in Detroit.
I appreciate you for having and picking me.
Thank you, keep us motivated, girl. Thank you.
Kiana, I am trying to extend the show, but I don't have no idea what I'm doing. So
okay,
what I'm going to do.
Can you take, wait a minute, 1 second, Julia. Can you take a 202 area code real quick?
202. You're on the air.
Hey, ladies, it's Fabiola.
Hi, Fabiola.
Hey, Fab.
Hi.
Because you're a star, so I wanted to be extra hype.
Stop it. No, I just wanted to call in and show love. You know, the reason why I don't read me is because I don't know if you know, I go in there and I act a damn fool. I post my crazy posts. And, you know, everybody laughs. Nobody gets offended. And I love the love that they showed the LGBT book. You know, they showed crazy love for the Turnout Queens. And I'm already damn near booked for Pricey that comes out in August. I think we're working on November. So from an August point of view, I just wanted to call in and say thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And thank you. Thank you for telling me to revamp it and telling me I need
a website
and helping me with the website. You did that. Everything is because of you, honestly. I was really giving up. I have really given up. Thank you, Kiana.
I love when you're so nice. You should be like this all the time.
Fuck off.
Okay. Great show, Julia. I know you have to go. I love you too, Kiana. But thank you, lady.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And your show is going to be live. I'm going to extend. It's going to be a two-hour show.
Yes.
So we can get everything together and take all the callers and stuff like that. I don't know how to extend the show. I will have my shit more together before you get on.
No problem. No problem. I can't wait.
Okay, boom, our show is over. We're going to do, I'm about to do some promotion of it to get, so people can hear it. And
okay.
I had to get you back on the show to talk about the retreat.
Yes.
Because that's going to be big.
Yes.
And I want you to come back.
Yes.
And tell us all
yes,
about
and
it.
I will announce the, and I will announce the retreat, the three guest authors on the show then. I'll wait to announce it then. I haven't announced it yet.
Awesome. See, we got a plan. All right, babe. I'm going to go.
Thank you.
I love you. Be good. You're
I love
welcome.
You too, Julia. Bye-bye.
Bye.